45-year-old man in court this week after he faked his own death, abandoned his wife and three kids, and fled the country to go be with his mistress in Uzbekistan. It happened about a year ago this month. Ryan Borgwart made it look like he had drowned while kayaking last August. But they never found the body.
Right.
So he staged his kayak in a lake, paddled an inflatable raft to shore, rode 70 miles on an e-bike, then took a bus to Detroit, then Toronto, and hopped three flights to Paris, Asia, and back to Europe. It turned out he had been talking to this woman from Uzbekistan who he'd met online a few months earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Cops eventually found out he'd gotten a new passport, taken out a $375,000 life insurance policy, and reversed his vasectomy so he could start a new family.
Wow.
That is a lot of work.
That is a lot of work, man. And it didn't pay off.
No. They finally tracked him down in Georgia, the other country. Then got him back to the United States and charged him with obstruction. Wisconsin doesn't have a specific charge for faking your own death.
Yeah, right.
You've talked about it before. This has been like a fantasy.
Yeah, but years. It wouldn't be to run to Uzbekistan, for crying out loud.
Where would you go?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Wherever the hottie is. Anyway, he was facing up to 9 months in jail and agreed to a plea deal that lowered it to just 45 days. But the judge rejected the deal and doubled it. They sentenced him to 89 days. Why 89? Because that's how long he made his family think he was dead.
Oh, yeah.
How could you do that to your family? It's incredible.
Yeah.
He also had to pay $30,000 to cover the cost of the search and rescue. What he said at sentencing, "I deeply regret the actions that I did that night and all the pain that I caused my family and friends." His wife of 22 years filed for divorce 2 days after he got back to Wisconsin last year.
Yeah, there's no couples counseling that can get that undone.
No.
That's done.
And we got some bad reporting here. We don't know if the mistress is still in the picture. I'm guessing probably not. Don't work out.
Or if she even existed. That's what I want to know. He gets there and it's like, "Hello, I am Petrov." What?
Where's the money?
Yeah.
And then the kids. Think about all that counseling. Yeah. Wow, and that's Nimrod's in the news.